Hey guys, good morning. Over the weekend, Will Smith, his punishment was set. The Academy of Motion Pictures have decided that for a period of 10 years, Will Smith will not be permitted to attend any Academy events or programs in person or virtually. The virtually is very important because he ain't gonna sneak in via computer. That means the Academy Awards he won't be able to go to for 10 years. And I was just thinking, like, Chris Rock and all this, right? He hasn't spoken. Remember his first show back after the incident was in Boston. He did three sold-out nights, didn't say anything. And this is not uncommon. Apparently, in all of the shows that he's done, he's been, mum's the word. The reason is, he says, quote, "I'm okay. I have a whole show, and I'm not talking about that," meaning the slapping, "until I get paid. Life is good. I got my hearing back." So what he's saying is that he's not going to...
Wow, he lost hearing?
From the slapping, I guess.
Yeah, I'm just saying. I didn't know that it was that bad.
I didn't know either, but he's saying until he gets compensation, he's not sitting down with anyone. Hmm. But, like, think about the media and the excitement that not excitement, but, like, everyone wanted to talk to him. Good morning, America. Like, anyone would have had that chance to sit down with him. So that, to me, means that maybe they didn't offer him enough money for an exclusive sit-down, because he would have done it by now, no?
Maybe, or maybe he's saying, like, he's planning on suing, and he's
He
doesn't want to put anything on the record until that's settled.
True, and I think that that's also a secondary way of looking at it as well. But either way, he says, until I get paid, we don't know where that money's coming from yet, but
I mean,
he's
to
not going
to
talk.
There needs to be more punitive damages on Will Smith than just this, because it sets a precedent that it's okay to go up and start slapping people and react physically in violence to a joke.
No, absolutely. And also, we have a feel-good story today brought to us by Cupcake Lighthearted. All the taste, 80 little calories. Please drink Cupcake Lighthearted responsibly. This is so amazing. A man from Quincy named Andrew Smeaton was on a beach in Cancun on a business trip. He had a pina colada in hand when all of a sudden he got that BBC news alert that Russia had invaded Ukraine. He flew back to Boston literally the next day, stayed one night overnight, and flew to Poland. The Boston-based tech business where he works actually has an executive office in Ukraine, and he had a coworker stuck in the war zone. He was like, I just need to get my colleague and his family out. So after many attempts to get them to Poland, it wasn't working. So he himself traded his own watch for someone's car to go into Ukraine to find his coworkers, and ended up driving them out. It took 8 hours to get them out of the country. They're safe now. He spent 3 weeks in Poland doing, like, displacement initiatives for other families. And now he's back in Quincy, still trying to help out with the Ukrainian efforts. But I just saw this story. I was just blown away. I thought people need to know that there are local people who don't really have any ties except they know someone, and he actually went there and saved his coworker's life. So congratulations to Andrew Smeaton and all the other people who are doing whatever they can during this time.
I'd drive into Ukraine to save you.
No, you wouldn't.
I would, just to give you crap about being in your... I'd be like, why were you there, Ayla? What concert were you paid to do in Kyiv? What is wrong with you?
Wait, you only took it for $50? That's so you.
Well, they paid for my plane fare.
We understand the glassware is cheaper here, but...
Oh, my gosh.
All right, coming up, we're going to do $1,000 Minute. Here is a question I will ask you on $1,000 Minute. The Kangaroo Hoppet is a long-distance cross-country...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.